I can't speak for them. Of course, I don't
Right.
know behind the scenes, but they look like right now they're not necessarily close.
Congratulations on this book. I read it. I was fascinated by it. You got so many wonderful interviews from producers, from the women. I mean, what made you want to put this together?
Oh my goodness. I mean, talk about a dream come true. I have been a lifelong Housewives fan since the beginning, just lifelong. I mean, all 15 years of it. And it was just such an incredible opportunity to be able to talk to everyone and to be able to kind of combine these stories together and see all the variety of perspectives that they have. I mean, I was just absolutely thrilled by the opportunity.
Definitely. So tell me, who didn't want to participate?
Well, you know, I have to say that we got an incredible amount of people. I mean, I have 185 voices, I think, that I interviewed, over 500 hours of interviews, and nearly every housewife. I mean, so those, there were some who were even reluctant to participate in the beginning, but I got them in the end, you know. Certainly some took convincing to understand that they, that this was an opportunity for them to really set the record straight and be totally honest about everything that has happened. There was not a single question that was off topic, nothing that we had to kind of avoid. So there wasn't really anybody that I was, bummed about not speaking with. I think we got everybody.
I think so. I mean, the story flows perfectly. I mean, how did you kind of piece everything together? Like how, like,
oh my gosh.
Cause I'm sure this was like a puzzle for you.
It was like building the biggest puzzle, but also shaping the puzzle pieces, right? You know, it was like starting totally from scratch. I worked really closely with outlines. I kind of started by saying, like, this is sort of the major topics that I wanted to talk about. And I actually started with the fans. I wrote a Twitter thread asking, guys, what are the burning questions you have about the Housewives? Now, I didn't tell them I was writing a book. Uh-huh. None of them knew that I was going to use the information that they had. But in those like hundreds of responses, I was able to kind of sift out all the things that people were really excited about and wanted to know the answers to. So I went in with all those burning Bravo questions. Mm-hmm. And really use those and that thread to shape the book moving forward.
What was like the one burning Bravo question that people kept asking over and over again?
Well, everyone wants to know like the truth about the cancer gate. Like, did Vicky really know? Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to know. And we, of course, explore that in the book. Yep. Everybody wants to know what really happened between Phaedra and Candy and that falling out. So that is in there as well. Mm-hmm. And people are always curious the real reasons why the women leave the show. And I think that you have a lot of perspectives in there from all ends.
Yeah, no, totally. Out of all the confessions that were made in the book, which one kind of like surprised you the most or made your jaw drop?
Well, there's something that happened in the Real Housewives of New Jersey that I had absolutely no idea about myself. And somebody like casually mentioned it in an interview. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then they were like, well, you're not allowed to know this. We're not supposed to talk about this. And then they told me a little bit about it. And then I continued to kind of explore and ask questions and uncovered this thing that, you know, normally nobody had been talking about. And we really talk about in the book. So it has to do with their trip to the Dominican Republic. And I'm so excited that it's in there. I think it's going to open a lot of people's eyes.
Definitely. No, it definitely opened my eyes. Like, I had no idea that like went down and everything,
right?
Like that. Yeah,
it was wild.
Yeah. In your opinion, what was the greatest Housewives feud of all time?
Oh my goodness. I mean, for me, my instant off the top of my head is Bethany and Jill. I mean, that was up until the point in the Housewives universe, that is one that I think, you know, we saw Kim by that point and NeNe going through their battles in the beginning of the first season, and even NeNe and Sheree. But for me, like, Jill and Bethany were so close. We saw that friendship really blossom on TV. So we were very invested in them as friends in season, you know, 1 and 2, and then to watch it fall apart in season 3. I mean, can't you think of right now, like, Jill saying like, get a life or whatever on the phone. I have gotten a life, and Bethany crying in the red dress outside by the car. I mean, it is just like, it is so heartbreaking to watch.
It is. I mean,
they really, yeah.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, they really explore in the book, like, you know, the ripple effects that had.
No, totally. But also a ripple effect, I think you say in the book, that this kind of catapulted Bethany into like Housewives All-Stars when the whole fallout with Jill happened, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she was in a place where I think the viewers really sided with her because Jill was going very hard on her. And I think even Andy says in the book, like, I told Jill, like, this is not a good idea, you know? And Jill really opens up about the fact that she felt that this was something that they would make up and move forward with. But Bethany just wasn't interested by that point.
Yeah, no. And it seems like the two still don't have any sort of friendship, especially after everything that happened at Bobby's funeral.
Right. Yeah. They seem to just be in, I can't speak for them. Of course, I don't know behind the scenes, but they look like right now they're not necessarily close.
Yeah. No. Is it true? So I know, I think you say in the book, is it true that Andy didn't really want the Housewives when it was first pitched to him, like way back in the day? Like he was like, I'm a little on the fence about this.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to think of what we know now. I wish we knew then, right? When you look back at it, but there were a lot of voices at Bravo who kind of were reluctant about things in the beginning. And Andy talks openly about having some bad decisions. He wasn't really interested in Bethany. He wasn't really interested in Lisa Rinna. He thought that, like, I think he said that he thought that Beverly Hills was a bad idea. Like, people were like, well, we have Orange County. Is it too close? So there were a lot of times where he owns up to things that he, you know, looking back at it, was wrong about.
No, and I love that he, like, admits to it, though, too, because he can, you know, I'm like this huge producer, but I can sometimes have a bad opinion.
Right. I know. I kind of like that too. We're all human. We all, you know, make mistakes.
No, totally. At least that he listened to other people and they all went through. I mean, in your opinion, greatest housewife of all time and worst housewife of all time?
Oh my goodness. I am not going to answer that question because I'm going to get murdered. But there are so many housewives who I've really loved. And that's the thing. I mean, I walked into this experience and being this sort of way is like, I understand how difficult it can be to be a housewife.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing. I would never put myself on television for the court of public opinion to judge every single thing about me. So no. I really think they're all kind of superheroes, even the bad ones or the ones that people didn't really like or didn't have long runs on the show. I've always really appreciated because it is not easy to do.
No. And I love what Cynthia says that, like, there's no fame, like housewife fame. Like, that's so true because it's not an easy job. It's not easy to, like, let your entire life out there for people to judge and make comments, and then you're constantly fighting with the other women. It's not easy. It takes an emotional toll.
It does. And what they didn't realize is that, like, when you're on reality TV, you're in people's houses, and we think that we know everything about you. We think we're seeing everything about you. And of course, we're only seeing a small portion. They film so many hours of footage. There's only so much that can make it on, just like the 500 hours of audio that I had. Only some of it made it into the book.
Yeah.
Too. But I think it's so fascinating how the fans really think they know these women. And I'm hopeful when they read the book, they'll learn things about them that they never knew.